Kane and Kingy.
It's a very good morning. If you're just joining us for the first time this morning, we've scrambled our way through the first hour and gone in all sorts of different directions. Thanks for your company and all of your texts. We'll work our way through those throughout the morning. We're going to review the game last night shortly. Your calls, who's in the gun, and the Friday agenda in its regular spot. But right now, for in-place living specialist disability accommodation designed for you, is the coach of the Hawthorn Football Club, the fiery Sam Mitchell, joins us this morning. Mitch, thanks for your time.
Oh, great start. Yeah, great.
What did you actually say to him?
Yeah. I said, that's not what we're after, Jack.
And that was it?
Short conversation.
Yeah, that's all, yeah. No, well, so we've been working on that. I mean, one of the steps we need to take, and we know, you know, we've got some challenges in front of us right at the minute, and one of the steps that we know we need to take is handling momentum. So we went from 3 goals to 2 with 8 minutes to go, and then at 6 goals to 2 by the time the quarter finishes, and some of that was in our control. So that was the frustration, and because we'd been working on it, it was there for everyone to see.
So it was more working on state of the game and knowing what mode to play depending on where the game is at. Was that your frustration, and was that what you had been working on?
Yes. Well, I mean, I think for the last probably... I think when you have young sides, the last month in particular, we've given up little runs of goals, and I know it's a huge frustration for our fans, is we're right in a game and then all of a sudden the opposition will kick 4. And so we've been working on, okay, if they kick 1, that's going to happen. If they kick 2, okay, what do we need to do in this situation? But we continue to concede runs of goals, and we've been working on it quite hard. And the boys, we've definitely made some gains in the understanding, just not in the execution at this point.
Mitch, always great to chat. Are you concerned, or does it ever go through your mind? Not concerned is not the right word. The perception of how you come across, how you handle yourself on the bench, in the box, wherever you are, it gets spoken about a lot, probably rightly or wrongly. Is it something that goes through your mind, the look of that discussion with a player at quarter time, or is that just part of the code?
Oh, it hasn't. It hasn't at all to this point. I think... I've never thought about how it's perceived or how you look or what you know, what people are going to be saying about your demeanour, etc. It probably, if I was really honest, probably will at this, you know, this week. I think there'll be probably the camera will pan to me a little bit more often looking for that this week, and I need to understand that that's part of being a good coach, is that you are leading at all times, and I wouldn't do anything differently. I don't think it's... I think you do need your fans to see that you're passionate and you want the best, and you hold your players and they hold you to a really high standard. So it's part of the progression we're making as a club, and I'm included in that.
So as an extension of that question, are we fair to read into that sort of discussion and that level of anger, or the elevated discussion, if you like? Is it fair for us to read into that maybe... there's some tension or some frustration that things aren't going as they should at this stage?
Well, I guess with the media, it's always fair to speculate. I don't think that's an accurate speculation. We're always able to speculate. But I think if you had cameras on me fairly regularly, that would be that the type of frustration in the coach's box or, you know, with players is a part of coaching, and trying to get the best out of the players and trying to get our football program running as quickly as possible at the level that we want it to is a significant part of my job. And, you know, I'll use every lever in my power, and everyone else will to get us there as quickly as we can, because we know that we've got a fair bit of work to do.
That's fair.
You mentioned in the media conference, and this was the quote, and I'll paraphrase it because I don't have exactly in front of me, about, you know, basically if you'd seen the numbers, you would have said that we were having a crack. It was in isolation a little bit, though, wasn't it? Like, holistically, the effort and, I guess, the method from stoppage wouldn't have been what you wanted?
Yeah, it was a strange game. And, I mean, I think there's been some games this year that are a bit different. I think last night was a good example of that. But you can win the game in different ways, and I think that's why we love the sport so much. So, you know, we looked at last week, we win ground balls by... contested possession ground balls by 35, but they win the tackles by 20. So they're putting enormous amount of pressure on us. We're winning the footy enough. We're just not polished enough to be able to withstand the pressure of the opposition. So when I said you would have said we were having a crack, we were definitely getting after the ball. We won clearances. We were winning inside 50s until sort of the last 5 minutes. So it was a strange game to lose by 70 points, looking in isolation at a couple of stats. If you watch the game, you think, okay, they're a very polished team that have got some pretty strong potency that Hawthorn weren't able to withstand.
A couple of years ago, you made a comment, and I sort of hung on to it and waited for you to discuss this down the track. The getting ahead of the game, playing football for where the game's going, you made a comment along those lines, Mitch. Do you still see that the game trending the way you initially thought a couple of years ago, or has it changed again since? Because the way the game's being played, us outside looking in, it does look like it's a lot more slingshot now than potentially what it's been the last few years. Is that the way you thought it was going?
Oh, I mean, I think everyone a couple of years ago was very defensively minded and not a lot of speed put on the ball, and a little bit more conservative in attack mode more often. And I think now, you watch a lot of teams now, and Sydney were a good exponent of it last week. And if you watch the first quarter of Adelaide, to be able to just hold back defensively, remain strong, and then be able to score quickly at the other end, that has definitely evolved in the last couple of years. I think running with the ball and being able to use your numbers and go a bit quicker seems to have been mastered by a couple of teams in particular. And obviously Collingwood had great success with it last season. And I think the progression of the game has headed to a more exciting brand of football now than it was perhaps a couple of years ago.
The captain's a topic for you. I know you've already spoken about it this year, and he's spoken about it himself, but I do see a lot of finger pointing and direction, which is what you want from a skipper, of course, but you want your own performance to be rock solid as well, which it hasn't been. What are the discussions that you've had with James? Is there a thought of changing his position? Can you give us an insight into that?
Oh, I think James is the first one to put his hand up and say that his form hasn't been as he would like it, but he doesn't. I wouldn't question how he's worked on his craft and how he's trying to lead. I think with James, we know that he's at his best, one of the best players in the competition. And I think, Kane, it's a bit of a risk if he says, oh, I'm not going to support anyone else until I get my backyard right. Mm. I would advise the exact opposite of that. I think trying to help the people around you and trying to make sure that everyone is doing their jobs, and if you can support them in their roles, I think that's a big part of being a player, even not as a leader. I think if he just tries to fix his own backyard and not worry about anyone else, that'd be a step backwards for him. So he's not playing his best footy just yet. But, I've got full confidence that his talent will come through and he'll continue to work in the way that he is currently. And there's no choice but for his form to turn around because he is such a hard worker.
Thrilled to see, Mitch, that you got a couple of debutants on the ins. Can you confirm that they're actually starters for you? Kel Shadir, which is a great story in itself, and Ethan Phillips, who was your top-up player.
No confirmations just yet. We're about to go into match committee at 7:30. So we got a couple of sort of guys who are 50-50 for training today. So once we get through training today, we'll make the decisions on whether there's going to be any debutants or whether we obviously have to make a couple of changes to the side with Marbs being out suspended. So we've got a couple of things to do still today before we can announce the team.
How do you combat a forward line that's got Norton, Ugelhagen and Darcy in it?
It's a good question. I mean, I think against this side, they got genuine talent on every line. And I think when you play against a side as talented as the Bulldogs, it's a risk because you don't want to get pulled apart by their running defenders or by, the Bontempelli, Liberatore, English set up in the middle or the key forwards that you mentioned. So there's an enormous amount of talent in there in the way that they go about it. And when you have so many weapons, I think one of the challenges for us is to make sure that we play a game style that is true to us and that gives us the best chance of being as competitive for as long as possible in every game that we play. And that's been a challenge for us to this point. So making sure that we play a game style that is suits our strengths and tries to take away a couple of theirs is important, and their height is clearly something that's going to have to be a big issue in this game.
You've unveiled the 2024 AFL Indigenous jumper. Chance Bateman has been revealed as the inspiration behind that. Let us in behind the scenes a little bit, Mitch. You've obviously had a close look and you've got a great association with Chance.
Yeah, I think, I think anyone who, even if you're not a Hawks fan, I think if you're a football fan, the video that the club has done with Chance and how his hometown and a bit of his story, it's a fantastic insight into, being a young Indigenous athlete and how coming from York and, isolated WA over to Melbourne and making a career for himself, how proud a man he is and how much influence he had on so many people around our organisation and the game as a whole. I think he's such a great operator and great person who's been in this club for such a long time, and now he works over at West Coast and stays in the game, and I was really proud of him and what the club was able to do in bringing that jumper to life. Every aspect of that jumper has a story.
It's a striking jumper as well. Yeah. You can check out Hawthorne's socials as well. There's just this magnificent picture of a Chance holding it up in the countryside somewhere from where he's from, I suppose, Mitch. It's a brilliant Guernsey. If you want more information, check out Hawthorne's socials. They've done a great job. Good luck. Things haven't gone exactly the way that you would have wanted this year. You've still fronted up us, which we appreciate. Fire up again this weekend and let's hope it's a
great
game.
Give us something at quarter time, Mitch.
Dogs. Yeah, give us something.
Give us something at quarter time, please.
You'll get nothing this week.
Double up again. Double up again at three-quarter time if you can.
Absolutely nothing.
See what I can do.
Gonna give us this week. Sam Mitchell, the coach of the Hawks, of course. Hawthorn taking on the Dogs on Sunday. Those teams will be finalised today, but they have made a heap of changes just on the surface of it. Of course, Chol was suspended. Sarong has been omitted into the side at the moment. Squads are 26. Watson, D'Ambrosio, Phillips, Ward, and Kaushadir. So we'll wait and see if there's a couple of debutants there. You can get involved on the other side of this because are going to review.
We're gonna review the game. You want to get?
We
to
are.
Adelaide?
Of course, we are.
Are you trying to hide? Are you trying to sneak this back further in the
program? No, Sam Mitchell needed to join us at 7 o'clock.
We normally
early,
at 7.
No, when Sam is with us fortnightly, he's an early riser. He comes on at 7. Then we review the game, which we will do
on
the other side of this. In Place Living, bring us Sam Mitchell, specialist disability accommodation supporting independence, choice, and control. InPlaceLiving.com.au. And we're in the Kogan Mobile Studios. Check it out. 120 gigs for $120. Kogan.com is clicking awesome. And for Kubota, take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and Land Pride attachment. What happened at the Adelaide Oval last night? We'll find out next.